Violent pro-Palestinian protests in Washington, D.C. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Six police officers were treated for injuries. One protester was arrested for assaulting an officer. It started as a candlelight vigil outside the Democratic National Committee headquarters, with party representatives and candidates inside for a reception.
The protesters said they wanted to block entrances and exits to the DNC headquarters to force the politicians to hear their calls for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was one of those inside. Officers directed lawmakers to the basement, and some were evacuated in police vehicles. U.S. Capitol Police say about 150 people were, quote, illegally and violently protesting, but demonstrators blamed the violence on officers they say rushed them without warning. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Fox's Trey Yinks was taken into a Gaza hospital raided by Israeli troops.
In the radiology department, soldiers point to piles of weapons and Hamas booklets as evidence the building was used for military purposes. Behind an MRI machine, more guns and ammunition. The Israelis say are part of Hamas grab bags that were feet away from injured Palestinians. As part of our embed, Israeli forces controlled what areas of the hospital we could report from.
And Hamas accused the Israeli military of planting those weapons. President Biden says he and China's President Xi made progress during a four-hour conversation in California. There's still competition,
but we'll manage that competition responsibly so it doesn't veer into conflict or accidental conflict. And where it's possible, where our interests are coincide, we're going to work together like we did on fentanyl.
President Xi promising to crack down on fentanyl production and exports to the United States. The mother of a then six-year-old boy who shot and wounded his teacher in Newport News, Virginia in January is sentenced to in federal court to 21 months in prison for using marijuana while owning a firearm. Child neglect charges are still pending. America's listening to Fox News.
Between global jihad, China, Russia, and our southern border, we are in for a long and protracted battle. You need to prepare for the worst. Protect your home, protect your family, and protect your investments. It's time to reach out to the Oxford Gold Group. They make it simple for whether you are buying more gold, diversifying your 401k, or buying gold for the first time. Call 833-995-GOLD or visit jessekellygold.com. That's jessekellygold.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's a life sentence in Iowa with parole possible after 25 years for Jeremy Goodale for the baseball bat murder of a high school Spanish teacher, Nehemiah Graber, 2 years ago when Goodale was 16. He tearfully apologized to the victim's family. Willard Miller, also 16 at the time, was sentenced in July to at least 35 years. The New Hampshire presidential primary date set.
New Hampshire Secretary of State David Scanlon says the date of the first in the nation primary will be
January 23rd, 2024.
But that's for Republicans. The DNC changed their nominating calendar to have South Carolina go first, so New Hampshire may lose its delegates to the Democratic National Convention over this. Scanlon said the DNC argument that New Hampshire wasn't diverse enough to go first was the real reason for the change.
There are individuals at the national level, probably in both parties, that would like to be able to say, this is going to be the nominee, that's the best person that has a chance of winning the president, and that's the name we want.
President Biden's name will not be on New Hampshire's ballot. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Artificial intelligence can help phone scammers and help stop them.
The Federal Communications Commission will now begin a formal inquiry to find out how AI is being used or abused to make scam calls even worse, like conducting illegal activity such as fraud, and even using AI deepfake voices to mimic officials or even family members, and what exactly the FCC itself could do about it, if anything. But the FCC says AI could also be used to defend against spam calls and even things like robo-texts by improving technology already used to block those unwanted communications. Evan Brown, Fox News.
Jimmy Kimmel is coming back to host the Oscars, saying in a statement, I always dreamed of hosting the Oscars exactly four times. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. City of Champaign being recognized by the Human Rights Campaign Foundation for a 12th year in a row. City earned the highest possible score on the foundation's Municipal Equity Index for its inclusive LGBTQ laws, policies, and services. Rockford and Chicago are the only other cities in Illinois to receive a perfect score. Eastern Illinois University concluding that the men's swim team violated EIU's hazing policy. University launched an investigation in September following credible reports of hazing. The team suspended after it was determined the first-year student-athletes compelled to participate in traditions that included creating PowerPoint presentations on topics that were inappropriate, harmful, and distasteful. Voters in Champaign County have another place to drop off their ballots next year. Champaign County Clerk and Recorder Aaron Ammons, with the help of the Champaign Park District, cut the ribbon Tuesday morning for a new ballot drop box at the Martin Center and the Champaign Fitness Center on the north side, opened last year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good morning. It's Thursday. This is the 16th of November, and you have to say that a few times because it's hard to believe the way this weather has been. Weather brought to you by Houlihan's. What's happening tonight at Houlihan's?
They have their Live in the Lounge every Thursday from 6 to 8, Stevie, and the Broadmoor Quartet will sound awesome. Take someone special out for some drinks or some special menu. It's $7 for the glass of house wine. Houlihan's at First and St. Mary tonight.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, I emphasize the word today. We are on Facebook Live and
yes,
YouTube channel. I'm sure that will be short-lived.
Okay.
Based on content of the program. Now we go to our meteorologist, Blake Solier, who's got a...
Watch your P's and Q's now. Watch your P's and Q's.
Yeah, give me 5 minutes. Okay, so here we are. This just doesn't feel like November, and I know it's going to change, but this has been fabulous. Just fabulous.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So once again, this is it. Get out and work remotely or from a picnic table or whatever you have up your sleeve. And now, yes, it will turn cooler to colder, a little more typical and average and seasonal. By the way, 50 daytime, 30 at night. Those are the highs and lows respectively. And that's what we'll have over the course of the weekend. So it gets kind of back to normal around here. It's behind a wet weather system for the first half of next week that we get a little more December-like in with regard to temperatures around here. But we think that we'll be moving into a drier weather pattern as well, winding our way through the remainder of the month of November, beginning part of December. So kind of a little bit of a trade-off, a little bit of everything for everyone. And the rain certainly will be appreciated, but don't think there'll be much opportunity after that to access the back 40 if you haven't wrapped it up for the season already. Incredibly mild morning out there for this November 16th with area temperatures generally in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Already 43 Willard and Savoy, 37 at Rantoul, 67 later on today, again compared to normal high of 50 with a partly cloudy day's worth of weather and a south wind picking on up at 12 to 24 and gusty. A little rain in spots after midnight tonight. Well, about at 51 for a so-called low. That's the normal high this time of the year. 56 tomorrow, so not much of a real climb. Readings might even slide back a little bit in the afternoon. A little rain in the morning. Afternoon sunshine clearing off. Colder tomorrow night, low down to 27. Mostly sunny. Cooler for the day on Saturday at 51. Probably upper 40s for kickoff of the ball game out in Iowa. They'll be into dry weather, sun-filled skies as well. Sunday here at 54, we get into some rain late Monday, Tuesday. That'll be a wind-driven rain, not getting out of the 40s for temperatures on Tuesday. Maybe close to 40 on Wednesday. Thanksgiving Day high about 38 with maybe a snowflake in the morning. For Stevie J Broadcasting, AP Dolchus, Greg Soldier.
Nicolay Ambrose, were you holding one of those Chinese flags yesterday in San Fran? Did I see you on the sidewalk there? Was that you? I couldn't...
You know, I was surrounded by communists here on the East Coast.
Ah! Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, just wondered. Hey, she is... outspoken, albeit alone, in Baltimore, Maryland, Nicolay Ambrose, the learned one. Okay, so President Xi, Chinese president, was greeted with nonstop all Chinese flags. I don't know if I saw an American flag. It was all Chinese.
Wow.
Chinese flag driving down a cleaned up San Francisco. As Gavin Newsom said, well, when company comes, you clean your house.
Sure.
You take those human vermin and just get them off the street.
Right. But and where did they go?
Well, they'll be back.
Okay.
What's your take on the whole thing, Nicolay?
So aside from the Gavin Newsom detour, which there is plenty about, here are my three hot takes on the situation. First of all, the only reason that China's President Xi agreed to this is because the Chinese economy is in shambles. And I'm confident that their economic numbers are infinitely worse than the Chinese Communist Party is reporting. Number two, Biden's focus is to suddenly make himself look like a diplomat ahead of the 2024 elections. And so he thinks the way to do so is to roll out the red carpet for a communist dictator. And three, Xi's goal is to try to stoke U.S. business to reinvest in the Chinese economy. Because, heck, if China was funded by the U.S. since the 1970s, and we funded their ascent for the past 50 years, why can't we do it again?
Okay, so one thing that confused me, and I'm waiting for an answer from somebody smart like you, is that Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor, said, well, yeah, very common ground, like the stop of fentanyl. Well, I thought fentanyl was from China on the border, and they're killing all our people. Every 10 minutes, a white man dies. What is the take there? I mean, is China providing the fentanyl or not?
So they said, and there's, you know, that Jake is super smart. Yeah. So, you know, he can solve world peace here. But so what do we think they've agreed to aside from having John Kerry at the table because we're so convinced that China is going to solve all the world's climate crises? So they said, oh, yes, we will agree to reduce the chemicals that are used to make fentanyl.
What?
Coming across the Pacific.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Right. All of a sudden, everyone's going to stop dying. I'm so confident we're going to reduce the chemicals. Sure. Yes. I think that's hard to believe, right? And then secondly, they also agreed, and this is the one and only good thing that we're seeing. We used to have, quote unquote, high-level military communication with from our military to the Chinese military and vice versa. But they stopped that after Pelosi visited Taiwan. So I would say that the one actual good thing to come from this is that now they're supposed to, quote unquote, communicate again, which will ideally prevent World War III in the South, starting in the South China Sea. But realize, all while Xi and Biden are meeting, you know, the little CCP spokeswoman puts out a tweet saying that, you know, the Chinese government will eventually retake Taiwan and they will be unstoppable.
Wow.
So, yeah, so, I mean, that's one of the key, you know, it's kind of amazing with the world events that we are not already in World War III. I would consider it amazing if we'll get through the first 4 years of Biden and hopefully the only 4 years of Biden not in a major global conflict. But certainly, I think we've all been concerned that it was going to be Taiwan that went before a problem happened in Israel, and look where we are with that.
Yeah. So President Xi, the Chinese president, was more animated than I've ever seen him. So it must mean he doesn't eat something. So because he was like smiling, a little laughing. I'd never seen that. Most of his looks are, why am I here for this photo op? Get it over with.
And you're so right. And here's some numbers on this, because right, we know that Chinese Communist Party does not do a good, honest job of reporting bad economic numbers. What do we know? We know their youth unemployment rate was at 20% before they stopped reporting numbers. We know there are a bunch of very upset people who are locked in their apartments for like 2 years in China. We know people spent their life savings to try to, you know, buy a house or a condo or an apartment in China, and they've had like a raft of bankruptcies from their major housing builders in China. But here's why we know these numbers are not right. In 2021, China's GDP was 75% of the U.S.'s, and now it's 64%. They've had an 11% drop against us in GDP. And so all of Xi's dreams of like overtaking us as like the global financial superpower are going up in smoke right now, and we are the only ones that can save him by pumping money into China like we used to do. That's why he is here.
Okay. All right. So did he leave? Was it that kind of a got to go? Well, I got a plane to catch? What was the
I think we just have to look for the trail of Chinese flags flying to see how long he'll be here with
us. So today would be a fabulous time to go to San Francisco. Because it's all clean up today.
We won't get stabbed by needles. We won't step in human feces on the sidewalk.
Today.
And as Gavin said, true and true, he only cleaned it up for it to look good for the world. He can't do that for the people of San Francisco or the people of California or the people of America or the homeless people that wouldn't it be nice if they had something better to do with their lives and could have a purpose in life. No, but he could do it for a communist dictator. Go, Gavin.
Well, Gavin wants to be president of the United States, so he stands by ready to take over. It's Nicolee Ambrose. How can people find you, Nicolee?
Oh, Stevie J, they can find me on X at Nicolee Ambrose or Facebook at Nicolee USA, N-I-C-O-L-E-E, or NicoleeAmbrose.com.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman Stone phone line. That was Nicolee Ambrose in Baltimore, Maryland. Let us check sports headlines.
Well, here we are in Rocket Nation, and Reagan Schluter is the one that stepped up in front of over 11,500 people on field trip day.
They said 11-5?
11-5 something.
Official count?
It's the fourth highest in their seventh anniversary of field day for our Illini women to beat St. Peter's by 70 points.
Yep.
103-33. But Reagan was so brave as a first grader at Unity East here in Rocket Nation to sing the national anthem.
Good for her.
And they get a high five from Shauna Green afterwards. The coach for Illinois women's basketball, Kendall Bostic, with her 20th double-double. By the way, if Reagan here in Rocket Nation is on her way to school and wants to swing by our studios here in downtown Philo, we'd welcome her to belt out something. Such a great little singer. And you and I, Stevie J, have had our time on Rocket stages in the past.
Yep.
And one of my favorites, by the way, your Tevye Fiddler on the Roof was just so awesome.
That was a minute ago.
You want to do a little sunrise, sunset real quick?
Probably okay not to right now, but thank you. It's a 7:17. You want to hear Luke Altmyer?
Yes, I do.
Luke Altmyer, way to go, Reagan.
You got the tap.
Good work, Reagan. Mm-hmm. Luke Altmyer's your starter for Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put into words. You know, you work so hard for it, but, you know, at the end of the day, you try to control what you can control. But obviously kind of had it in my head, you know, a long time, and, you know, just really thankful that Coach B went with me. I'm very honored, very blessed.
Luke Altmyer will be the starter against Iowa. The crowd wanted John Paddock, who had a record day last Saturday at Memorial Stadium with 507 yards passing, all time at Memorial Stadium. They went, I'm sure, went to talk to John Paddock. What do you think John Paddock said?
Do what's best for the team.
Do what's best for the team.
Absolutely.
He said, if I throw for 2 yards and we win, I mean it. I'm not kidding. So he took it like that.
Yeah.
His legend grows.
Yes.
If he were to have to come in to another game and help again, everybody be jacked about that. Luke Altmyer's got 2 more years. John Paddock has 2 more games. Didn't Coach B said, you're my guy?
Yeah.
Luke, you're my guy? So all of a sudden, he's not your guy?
Right. And you can't just pivot after an injury.
Can pivot after an injury if the guy's a record setter. It's just, I understand the decision. Those guys have been doing this a whole lot longer than me. I barely ever...
Illinois volleyball wins yesterday, 2 over Ohio State. So it was a good day in Illini Nation.
All right, our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, always looking to increase the team, and there's always vaccination opportunities, the flu shot, the COVID shot. You can learn more about all of that at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Vanaville Saturday, pleasant spell of weather continuing on for the day today. Changes ahead for the day tomorrow. A little more typical seasonal feel over the weekend. A pretty good rain system will come up here for early to mid next week. As a matter of fact, the second half of next week, a little hint of at least the feel of early winter across the area, but nothing worse than that. Today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild. Get out and enjoy it. Comes to an end for the day today relative to the mild weather of mid-November. 67, the forecast high. Normal high this time of the year at 50. South wind on the increase at 12 to 24 and gusty. Mostly cloudy tonight. Little rain in spots well after midnight. Low down to 51. South wind for the day tomorrow. Much cooler. A little rain in the morning, some afternoon sun, and a high of 56 degrees on a northwest to north wind. Clearing off in 27 tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, fair amount of sunshine. 51 Saturday, Sunday high 54. Widespread rains late Monday and Tuesday. Won't get out of the 40s for high temperatures by mid next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Fighting Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 25th, as they take on Northwestern in the battle for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Bring the whole family to enjoy our family fun zone in Grange Grove with bounce houses, food trucks, balloon artists, and tailgating. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's final home game against Northwestern on Saturday, November 25th. Get $15 tickets at fightingillini.com.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walmart's quarter was better than expected. Online shopping helped to push sales up by 5%. Though Walmart's forecast for the holiday quarter is weaker than Wall Street predictions, and the stock is losing ground. Macy's is also reporting an upbeat quarter. Sales declined, but the company's holding up. It's been able to squeeze more from the products it sells and has been able to offer fewer promotions, and Macy's shares are higher. Shares of computer networking company Cisco Systems are slumping, down 11%. Cisco says it's seeing a slowdown in new product orders. Its soft guidance is impacting other networking stocks. Computer maker Lenovo saw its profits slump more than 50% in the recent quarter, though it says business is now stabilizing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple. You can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com. Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday morning, John Decker normally joins us at 7:35. Mm-hmm. It'll be 8:35 today. He is in San Francisco and reporting on the president and President Xi's meeting and everything else. So John is out there, but it is 2 hours earlier. That would make it 5:25 now in San Francisco. So he'll be on in an hour.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about our little Stevie Somerville singing, too. We were talking about little Reagan and her singing. And, you know, little Stevie has the John Decker song because that was his favorite song.
Yeah.
And it, yeah. I got to get
favorite
that
song
going,
of
too, so.
Many in America now. The John Decker theme.
Yes. And actually, you've done a good job as we talk about Tim Onstad and giving us some turkey tips. That's next week.
Yeah.
And the smoke theme is just fabulous. I think we should get you up for some awards.
Thank
Stevie.
You. I would hope I get a Grammy before it's too late. I won't be able to get a Grammy anymore. Anyway, yeah, so we'll play John Decker at 8:30 today for
Sounds
you.
Sounds good.
Okay. We do have a Stever, the programmer. I happily give you money. And today I'm paying for a trip for your car to go to PDR Automotive, and mm-hmm. we'll give you a complete vehicle inspection. It's $100, but they hook you up. It'd be like going to the Carl and getting all hooked up for all these tests.
Yeah.
They put your car through the test, and then they come out with like a five-page. If you're selling your car, no-brainer. Do that and show the person that's looking to buy what PDR says about it.
Yep.
And if you got some red in there, you're going to probably have to deal with that before
right.
you sell it anyway.
Mm-hmm. That might be a pressing issue.
Yeah. So what they'll do is they'll show you that, and then you can say, okay, good to know. Or you can say, okay, Stevie's giving me another 100 toward whatever we want to do. So if you want to change whatever air filters or whatever, and it's $190, I give you 100, so you only pay 90 kind
nice.
Of thing. So it's a $200 package, complete vehicle inspection.
Got to move on it within 7 days or at least make arrangements.
Make an appointment. Yeah, make an appointment because it might be a little more than a week right now. I don't know what their schedule is. They're pretty busy always because they're good. So you go to GoStever.com. It is now up. PDR Automotive, we ask that you win this once. There's a lot of people out there, thousands of you that are in our club, and you take free money because you're pretty smart.
Right. So don't be a prize pig on this. 10-0.
I don't like that term. They're wonderful listeners who take advantage of great opportunities
exactly.
from us.
Okay. Thank you, Stevie.
And that's inside baseball talk that Diane uses.
Okay,
I don't.
Sorry.
It's just.
That guy wants to win again. PDR Automotive at 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana.
Okay. GoStever.com. GoStever.com. Yeah. The John Paddock not starting. You know, I wanted him to start. I thought he earned it. But you think about feelings in your office. Oh, I don't care about feelings. Suck it up, Buttercup. You know, it's football. If Luke's sad about that, so what? Well, he could leave. No, he has to get up. Oh, you can always leave. You know, always. Well, he has to sit out. You can leave.
Right.
And Brett had told him he's our guy. He's never switched out because of injury. Keep in mind, it was Luke Altmaier's best game of the year at Minnesota. He had 3 touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's good. He's been great since Penn State, quarterback rating of 150. That's great.
It's great that we have two fabulous options in that game against Iowa at 2:30
well,
on
now,
Saturday.
Also keep in mind, it's not going to look like it's looked. Our receivers aren't going to be open. Not like that. Indiana, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Love passing against them. But the fact of the matter is, both defenses couldn't do squat. 48-45?
I know.
Nice job, everybody.
Right.
Let's talk about this when we get back.
Well, and Iowa has big defensive squad, right?
Well, they're ranked number 2 in America.
Oh,
think
God.
About Georgia, Alabama, all the SEC. They're number 2 defensively. So, yeah, it's going to be harder. So when Luke doesn't get a first down, everybody's going to do exactly what they're – Get John Paddock in.
Right.
And John Paddock might get in there, and he might not get a first
You're
down.
You're right.
It's a different defense.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm confident my defense will do whatever they need to do to be better this week because they weren't real good last week. And I think that we can hold. Iowa's always struggled offensively. They've just been struggling offensively for years, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can hang in there defensively. I think Iowa can get 10, 20 points maybe.
maybe not. And I think we got to be able to score probably 21 to win the game. So we'll see. But I know one thing. I need to win. Northwestern's stinking 5-5. They have the hazing scandal. They put some guy named whatever his name is, and they get 5 wins?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I know.
So that was a bit shocking that the Wildcats are actually playing for a bowl, too.
If you want to contribute, it's 217-359-2255 on our Tapman's towing phone line.
We'd love to hear what you think of the quarterback decision. I am curious, and I will ask Brett Bielema this next chance. Why do it on Tuesday? Make Iowa prepare for whatever.
Right.
Why would you tell them? I'm going to have to ask that sometime.
Okay.
News coming up now. We'll be right back.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The fighting rages in Gaza between Israel and Hamas while a special operation's taking place underneath the largest hospital in the territory. Israel searching for the tunnels it claims Hamas is using under the Al-Shifa facility. Meanwhile, President Biden spelled out a solution to the Israeli leader and his war cabinet.
The only ultimate answer here is a two-state solution that's real.
The president, during his news conference yesterday, earlier, he did have a warm welcome for China's President Xi.
There's no substitute to face-to-face discussions. I've always found our discussions straightforward and frank, and I've always appreciated them.
But after his four-hour meeting, President Biden called his counterpart a dictator in the way he runs a communist country. Meanwhile, President Biden will address the APEC conference at 1:45 Eastern in San Francisco. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A teacher's aide with the Effingham School District under arrest after police said he was involved in a battery incident with a student last week. Effingham police said they got the complaint November 8th that a battery took place at Effingham Junior High School. The student suffered minor injuries as a result, and 65-year-old David Parker named as the person responsible. There's a new tool to help protect lions across Africa, thanks to two people from the University of Illinois. Graduate student Wesley Au and Professor Alfred Roca said they were working on a system for elephants when a group called Trace Wildlife Forensics Network contacted them. They wanted similar technology to track lion DNA. City of Champaign approving over $2 million in funding to 9 local organizations to help reduce gun violence in the community. Equity Engagement Department says it's important to make communities safer, especially in neighborhoods where crime is more common. Organizations like First Followers and Dream Academy receiving thousands of dollars in funding. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, our weather brought to you this morning by Busey, for over 150 years member, FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Banavis Saturday, pleasant spell of weather continuing on for the day today. Changes ahead for the day tomorrow. A little more typical seasonal feel over the weekend. A pretty good rain system will come up here for early to mid next week. As a matter of fact, the second half of next week, a little hint of at least the feel of early winter across the area, but nothing worse than that. Today, partly cloudy, breezy, mild. Get out and enjoy it. Comes to an end for the day today relative to the mild weather of mid-November. 67, the forecast high, normal highs time of the year at 50. South wind on the increase at 12 to 24 and gusty. Mostly cloudy tonight. Little rain in spots well after midnight. Low down to 51. South wind for the day tomorrow. Much cooler. A little rain in the morning. Some afternoon sun and a high at 56 degrees on a northwest to north wind. Clearing off in 27 tomorrow night. Weekend forecast. Fair amount of sunshine. 51 Saturday. Sunday high 54. Widespread rains late Monday and Tuesday. Won't get out of the 40s for high temperatures by mid next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Local personal trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 435120.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
All right, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:35. It is actually 5:35 in Oregon. Doctor, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
You got some coffee going, I trust.
Share of coffee.
I'm on my second cup.
Uh-huh. Me too.
So Dr. Andre Martin is his name, an organizational psychologist, author of the book Wrong Fit, Right Fit. Why How We Work Matters More Than Ever. He spent 20-plus years as the chief talent officer of iconic brands such as Mars, Nike. Did you get any Mars candy bar free when you did that work or no?
We worked in the office. You were surrounded by them. Yes. You had to limit your... Yeah. I had to only eat it Friday after lunch. That was it.
Good for you. Dr. Andre Martin. Okay, so the new hires are considering quitting within the first 6 months. I think COVID, you're a psychologist, I think COVID has messed us up for good. What say you? What do you think about that?
Well, hey, any major pandemic issue challenge, it has lasting effects. And I think a couple things happened, right? One is, you know, we got really clear about a lot of things that matter in life. That wasn't commutes, that the family, that was being at home, having more flexibility. And I think the reality is we also started to have higher expectations for our companies and how we're going to be treated. And so two things are happening. One is the honeymoon phase is shorter, right? People are going to give you less time to show that this is the place that they want to work and that they're going to be valued. And secondly, the expectations are higher.
Mm-hmm. So you're in there, you're starting, you're trying to impress, and you're saying maybe a month and a half later that both are saying, I don't know. And you think the employer is quicker trigger these days too, doctor?
I think they are in some cases, right? Here's what we're seeing is... From the employee standpoint, there's three things that are driving employees to think about being other places. The first one is they cite just a clear mismatch of expectations. What they were sold coming in and what they saw once they arrived, they just didn't match up. Secondly, is they're not seeing opportunities to develop, grow, or progress in their companies. And third, a lot of them are blaming toxic culture. And so I think what we're looking at is just this mismatch of really, hey, this is what I thought I was buying, and this is actually the car I got.
But Andre, when it comes to growth in your company, your second point there, I mean, it's 6 months in. How much growing can you do? You're in the early stages.
Well, hey, think about this, right? Is when you come into a company, it's all learning. You're building a new network and meeting new people. You are really trying to understand the insider language, the way the company works. You're trying to even understand, hey, how does this company make money? And I think what we're doing is we're leaving people to figure that out on their own instead of actually providing them opportunities that says, hey, we're investing in you from day one. We're going to teach you how to be great here. We're going to give you a mentor. We're going to show you how this company has impact on the world and how we make money. And I think if we just did a little bit more of that, they would go, oh, this is a place that I'm going to continue to learn and grow on the job all the time. We're just not doing enough in the early days.
I think you've probably seen this. I mean, I've seen it. Maybe nobody's seen it. But somebody was in their car. It was a young girl, young woman, early 20s, and she's crying. I have this job.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And they want me to come in and work in the office? And when am I going to date? When am I going to date? I mean, it's just like, okay, honey. Wow. Okay, so I think what I would do is I'd say, come work for Stevie J Broadcasting and change the world. Let me tell you how that's true. I mean, they have to have a bigger sense of why I'm doing this. I'm saving the earth. I'm saving the world. They've got to have a big purpose as to why they're going in and earning evil money. Because the young people today, it's like, ooh, how much money do you make? Ooh, in some cases, there's this attitude of, you're selfish, you're greedy, because that's what they've been taught.
I think there's a few things going on there, right? Is first off, we're living in a world, this generation has never known life before the internet. So they are seeing greener grass everywhere. People who look like them have the same experiences as them. They're seeing them have better experiences, getting more pay, having these great, really important jobs. And the truth is, you know, we know social media is like, it's a partial version of the truth. And so, you know, the first thing I would tell anybody is, hey, you got to get really clear what matters to you. Now, this new generation, they are the most educated and they have the least work experience, right? So they don't really understand what it means when you come to a company and what the benefits can be. They're not absolutely wanting flexibility and just, you know, not having to come in. What they are wanting is they want interesting work. right? They want to make a good wage because they have a lot of debt, and they really want to work at a place that is going to allow them to, you know, progress, and they want to move fast. Those aren't all bad qualities.
No, right, no, no. Their feet go to sleep, and you got to make sure that doesn't happen.
That's
But you got to move on.
That's right.
Andre, you got to give them. You got to give them flexibility, man.
Right.
I mean, if they can't just like leave, you're gonna. This is not gonna work. The 8-to-5 cubby. Here's your watch. That's just old. That's not. It's over.
It is old, and here's the deal. I think we're actually having the wrong conversation there. What we're trying to make this about is location. Come in 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 1 day a week, and actually you just got to step back as an employer and say, where are the places that, given the way we work, I can provide flexibility? There's a lot of jobs that need you to come in, you know, manufacturing jobs, retail jobs, all of those places, but there's also different areas you can give people flexibility, flexibility in their medical insurance choices, flexibility in where and when they take their vacation days. Even I'm seeing some retailers give employees flexibility around the shifts that they work. And it's just like, answer that question.
Andre?
Flexibility.
You are. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you're probably getting buzzed because everybody wants to talk to you this morning. Great coffee. You're doing good with your coffee because
you're...
How can people find Dr. Andre Martin?
Hey, you can find me at www.wrongfitrightfit.com, and I also have a newsletter that's mondaymatters.substack.com, and that purpose is just to allow everyone to start their Monday morning with a few practical tips to make the week just a little bit better.
Can I give you one 60-second work joke, or are you booked on another one here in a minute?
No, let's hear it. I love a good joke.
Okay, so the guy dies, and he goes to heaven, and they said, okay, you got to take a look at heaven, and then you got to look at hell. And then you choose. He said, what do you mean? That's the deal. So he looks around, having his peace. It's awesome. He goes down the escalator, opens up. There's a massive, massive country club, golf course, buffet. Everybody's dressed up. Mm. It's awesome. It is party time, man. It is party time. So they go up and say, what do you choose? I guess hell. Next day, goes down the escalator, opens up. It's Mars. It's a bunch of boulders. It's a bunch of nothing. He says, what happened? He said, yesterday we were recruiting you. Today you're staff.
That is just a great parable that many people are living every single day, my friend.
Absolutely.
Andre, thank you for being on. We appreciate it.
You take care. Have a great day.
You as well, Dr. Andre Martin. He's out in Oregon.
Yep.
Beautiful state.
Dr. Andre Martin with some tips about today's work culture.
7:43, Luke Altmaier clip, how excited he is to be the starting quarterback Saturday. We got that next.
Hey, Fighting Illini fans. D&D Advertising has the new 2023-2024 basketball schedules ready for pickup at these fine businesses.
Illinois Excavation Septic Concrete, Beast Mode Painting LLC, SK Exteriors, George Mallet Company Garage Door, Twin City Industrial Rubber Hose, Studio Nails, Champagne Eye Professionals, Inspire Your Wedding and Events, Express Employment Professionals, Thomas Mamer Attorneys at Law, Oak Creek Outdoor Service Tree and Landscaping, The Dentist Gray, Yellowly and Black, DDS, Armor Shield Concrete Coatings, Latitude Apartments, Campus Culinary Solutions, New Era Cannabis Products and Accessories, Raise Heating and AC, Burner Plumbing, Horn Installation, Allstate Insurance, William Abel. Please patronize these fine businesses as they are an asset to the community.
D&D Advertising Enterprises is not licensed, affiliated with, or endorsed by any university, sports institution, or program unless specifically stated in writing. No proceeds from any of the funds collected for your ad will be given to any educational institution or sports team. We are not responsible for any schedule changes made after printing.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, I care for you and will take care of you. If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
There's an inviting holiday chill waiting for you at your local Merle Norman. The Holiday 2023 Color Collection is available now, featuring a gift-worthy Opal Eyes palette filled with 9 limited editions soft touch shadows. Pair your palette with 3 shades of crisp candy cane scented tinted lip balm, including a neutral cashmere cream, a dimensional plum shimmer, and a red sangria cream. Shop Holiday limited editions while supplies last. Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive.
Yeah, the football world in Illinois shook a little bit yesterday morning when Brett Bielema announced that Luke Altmyer, back from injury and cleared to play, will be the starter at Iowa after the record-setting performance of John Paddock. All right, Luke Altmyer hitting the news.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put into words. You know, you work so hard for it, but, you know, at the end of the day, you try to control what you can control. But obviously kind of had it in my head, you know, a long time, and, you know, just really thankful that Coach B went with me. I'm very honored, very blessed, and hopefully I can, you know, fill my role, you know, in that position and, you know, be good for this team.
What's the first call you make? Like, who do you call to tell immediately?
Definitely my parents. You know, the people who have been with me through the whole journey have seen the ups and downs, have seen moments where a lot of hard moments, a lot of adverse moments, and, you know, really have helped me get through it. So, you know, I think they were just as excited as I was.
Well, and it's great for Luke. It's hopefully great for the Fighting Illini. It's just really hard because when he throws an incomplete, well, John Paddock never did that. I mean, he's our guy for two more years. We want Luke Altmyer as our quarterback. Jay Layman called him the best quarterback in the West in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Until John Paddock showed up.
There you go.
It just, we got two great quarterbacks. Luke Altmyer's our guy. He's on every Monday with us at 5 after 4 with Lontay and Derek Piper. And he's a great, great kid. And all accounts, so's John Paddock.
Uh-huh.
We got good character on this football team, it would appear. So, good news. We'll see what happens. 2:30 Saturday, Illinois, Iowa, day after tomorrow.
Go,
by the way,
Illini.
Point spread. What would you think? Mighty Iowa, 8-2. Gonna win the West, probably.
7?
3.
Wow.
That's the respect of Fighting Illini are
okay,
growing
then.
And gaining every single day. Yep.
Talk about respect. Illinois 70-point winners in the very rambunctious field trip day yesterday. 103-33 over St. Peter's. So we're 2-1 on the season. Now heading to D.C. for number 16 Notre Dame at noon on Saturday. Kendall Bostic with her 20th double-double. And I tell you, 90 schools represented yesterday. And
that's natural sound from the game.
Thank you for that.
It was a rock concert, according to my friend.
And Lil Reagan singing the national anthem from Unity
wow.
East. Sydney, first grader. And just a really good scene for everybody. I had some chaperones reporting to me yesterday on what a blast that was. So keep it up and go Illini. Our volleyball team winners against Ohio State. I think it was like 66 kills. Raina Terry with 27 of those. So next up will be Saturday at 6 when we host Michigan. I think that's the last home game at Huff Hall if you want to check out our ladies in action. Orlando beat the Chicago Bulls 96-94. Iowa with 18 minutes and 5 points. Milwaukee over Toronto 128-112. So, Johnny Newton's up for a bunch of more awards and watch lists and things like that. We're looking forward to his performance against Iowa. 2:30 kickoff in Iowa City.
Disruptor, Johnny Newton. That's what P.J. Fleck at Minnesota said. What was the change in the second half, Coach, when they put Johnny Newton in? Number 4 was disruptive.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
No, we have our Illinois basketball team in action tomorrow night against Valpo, and the Rev back in town.
Yeah, Roger Powell
is the coach.
Yep.
So go Illini.
All right, we check our weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you the Turkey Trot will be coming your way. It steps off at 9 a.m. at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. It's totally free. You can start to get there after 8. It's the Turkey Trot on Thanksgiving morning. UrbanaParks.org.
Calling Tim Onstott, our smoke barbecueologist, in about 15 minutes.
Nice.
We'll put him on at 8:05. John Decker today at 8:35, live from San Francisco. Following the president and the president of China, President Biden, President Xi met yesterday. All right, here's Greg.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Nuys Saturday. Enjoy the last vestiges of this mild November setup. It's back to reality beginning tomorrow and into the weekend, and signs of an even colder air mass building in behind a rain system for next week. In the meantime, partly cloudy, breezy, mild again for the day today, up to 67. That south wind on the increase of 12 to 24 and gusty. We'll bottom out tonight with a mild November night, a little rain after midnight.
tonight too, low down to 51. Tomorrow, much cooler, a little rain in the morning, then a partly sunny afternoon with a high of about 56 degrees. Clearing off, much colder tomorrow night, more typical, low down to 27. Mostly sunny, cooler for the day on Saturday up to 51. Partly cloudy, 54 on Sunday. They'll be probably close to 50, or at least upper 40s for football out in Iowa on Saturday. Then Monday into Tuesday, rain breaks out. Highs at 51 on Monday into the 40s. That's it for eyes on Tuesday. Wednesday and towards Thanksgiving Day, high temperatures barely to 40 degrees. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
All right, 751, ESPN 93.5. We've got our feature for Thursday at this time. It's called Did You Know with my son Nathaniel in Chicago. We call him Nathaniel son, so that you know who he is.
Yes.
This is your mother's favorite feature of our week, Nathaniel.
Well, I'm honored.
Yeah, well, it's a good segment. It's called Did You Know? Nathaniel's son digs stuff up that we did not know, and we learn every single week. What did my friend Steve say? This, he just loves it. He just loves it.
Yeah.
He just loves it.
And I've had a friend say, when we're gathered around the water cooler at work, you know, I bring up stuff that, and I sound so smart. So thank you for that, Nathaniel.
Well done, Nathaniel's son. Okay, so what do you know?
Well, this morning we're going to get to discuss the story of two very well-known companies that rose to global prominence starting in the same factory in 1919. Now, between world wars in Germany, there were two brothers who formed a small shoe company. They focused on making athletic shoes, and the name of the company was Geda, G-E-D-A. And they made shoes mostly out of their parents' laundry room. Now they made shoes and sold some and had moderate success, but their big break came in 1936 at the Summer Olympics in Berlin. Famous runner Jesse Owens was competing in the games, and the brothers convinced Jesse to wear their shoes.
Wow.
Well, Jesse went on to win 4 gold medals at this game, and a few others that they convinced to wear their shoes won 3 gold medals and 7 bronze and silver. Now, not 3 years later, though, the Second World War started, and the older brother was drafted. During the war, he was captured, imprisoned, and after the war was over, he was released. When they came back to their shoe factory, the brothers were at odds, and they could not come to an agreement on what direction the company should go. So they parted ways. Each of them formed their own shoe company. The younger brother was named Adolf Dassler. He went by Addy, and he started the company Adidas. The older brother, Rudolf Dassler, started the company Puma.
Huh.
And today, Adidas has a worth of approximately $16 billion in boots. Puma, approximately $6
billion.
Wow. So it's safe to say that despite their odds, the brothers were on to something.
No kidding. I can't believe you talked Jesse Owens into wearing your shoe. That would be huge. 1936 gold medalist Jesse Owens. So Adidas and Puma, $22 billion combined. I'd say the brothers did pretty well, Nathaniel.
And to think that they started, you know, each out of their own parents' laundry room just to make shoes, and each of them were clearly pretty talented at it.
I guess so. It isn't that easy to do what they did. Good stuff, Nathaniel. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it very much. Did you know? Thursdays, Nathaniel's son from Chicago. Great job, Nathaniel.
All right. Take care, guys.
Talk soon. All right, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:54.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
217 texter, and you're welcome to text 217-359-2255. I know John Paddock's sample size is small, but his best game ever, was better than Altmaier's best game. There's no question if each is playing their best, Paddock's better. Coach Bielman made the risky choice. If Altmaier struggles and Illinois loses, he'll be scrutinized much more than if he started Paddock and he struggles. I think there's no question that the level of which John Paddock has succeeded would make you, I would have started, but again, think about this now. Do you want Luke Altmaier? Well, he's not going to, how do you know that? Do you want Luke Altmaier? You told him you're my guy. So it's a little awkward, and it's hard to move off a guy who sets a record at Memorial Stadium for 100 years. So you kind of do the hot hand thing. But if you ask John Paddock, I promise you, just based on the small sample size of his interviews, he doesn't care. He wants to win. And so then it gets a little awkward if Luke's not effective. Then you're pulling your starting quarterback, who was your guy, and putting the backup in. And there'll be calls for John Paddock on Twitter and everywhere else, not that he cares about that. But the people will be very short leash on Luke Altmaier because of what we've seen. All of a sudden, the season's turned around. He saved the season. He did. John Paddock saved the season. 4th and 11, there's no way. Nobody does what he did.
You're right.
Nobody has done what he's done.
But to me, he's made the call. Let's get behind it. If Luke, has any kind of situation, we've got next.
Yeah,
with John
but again, that's not easy to pull your starting quarterback because then people want to know, who's the quarterback in the last game? It's a controversy. Right? I mean, that's what happens. You don't want a quarterback controversy in your 12th game. He just wants him steady. But no matter what Luke does, won't people say, well, John was better than that, right? He played right. Against Indiana. Indiana's defense is decidedly different than Iowa.
Let's just enjoy the game. Go Illini.
Somebody else here. No? I'll get the next one next hour.
Okay.
All right. ESPN 93.5. Amy needed to sell her mom's home in Thomasboro. She needed as much money as possible because the money was going to go to help take care of her mother's senior care. Well, she talked to a real estate agent, said $130,000. Nate Evans came in and said, no, we can do better. Mm. They had 5 showings instead of $130,000. Nate Evans Group sold it for $162,000.
I'm telling you that $32,000 more, another agent might have left that on the table. So especially when you've got care for your parents, and boy, is that an expensive chapter. Talk things over with Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. You could get that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible and call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. If you're wanting to talk about your timeline, get some things set up, yeah, just do an online search to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the Nate Evans Group.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights, we switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, the Brian Hansen State Farm agency right here in Champaign-Urbana can switch you over and you can start saving today. Our team is ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With the Brian Hansen State Farm agency, it's easy to switch and save. Just give our team a call at 217-344-1900 when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Okay, just got a text in.
Yeah, Illinois quarterback, I think we've got to trust this guy. We're paying millions of dollars to make that decision. I guarantee he wants to win more than any of us.
He does, and he's also looking to the future.
Yeah.
Because you bench Luke Altmyer because he got hurt, then Luke's leaving. You know, maybe I'm not saying he's going to leave, but I'm just saying that in this day of the swinging gate, I think we want Luke Altmyer to be here for two more years, and you're staying consistent with your policy. Anyway, everybody thinks Illinois has a real good chance to beat Iowa, and then you got to beat a really good Northwestern team that suddenly turned really good. So let's just get another one. Let's get bowl eligible to get the marching line. Book their nine buses. Okay, let's do this thing.
Exactly. Go Illini.
This is WSJK, Champaign, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home of the St. Louis